Chapter 37, Gethsemane and Calvary. We now come to two of the most sacred places in the Bible. These are the Garden of Gethsemane and Calvary, where the Lord Jesus suffered for the sins of all his people. In the garden, all these sins were laid upon him, and at Calvary he died upon the cross to put them away. We need the Holy Spirit to help us to look at these two places with humility and reverence. Jesus had been among the people preaching the gospel and healing the sick, and now the time had come when he was to suffer and die. Before he suffered, he sat down with his disciples to eat the Passover lamb at the evening hour. Then he took bread and wine and blessed it and gave to the disciples and told them all to eat and drink of it. The bread was to show his body, which was to be broken for them, and the wine showed his blood, which he would shed to put away their sins. This was the Lord's Supper, which is to be continued in the true Church of Christ down to the end of time. After supper, they sang a hymn, and then went out to the Mount of Olives, where was the Garden of Gethsemane. There he told his disciples to sit down, while he went away to pray, and he took with him only his three favored ones, Peter, James, and John. There he received his Father's commandment that he should bear the sins of his people and suffer and die for them. The load was so heavy and his suffering so great that three times he prayed to his Father that if it could be possible, he might not have to drink so bitter a cup. But it must be so. No one could be saved from their sins unless Jesus suffered and died for them. Nor could his disciples help him, for they went to sleep while he was praying. But oh, the love that filled his heart! What love he had to his Father, to be willing to obey his commandment! What love he showed to sinners, to take their sins on himself and die for them. He would lay down his life for his sheep, so that not one of them should be lost. So Jesus went forth to suffer and met the band of soldiers who had come to take him. One of his own disciples, Judas Iscariot, had betrayed him and showed the soldiers where to find him. Jesus asked them who they wanted, and they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Then he said, "I am he." But as he was God as well as man, he spoke the words with such power that they all fell backward to the ground. After that, he gave himself up to them, and they bound him and led him away to the high priest. There they brought false witnesses against him and condemned him as being worthy to be put to death. Then they took him to Pilate, the Roman governor, to be tried and examined. Pilate could find no fault in him and would gladly have delivered him, but the Jews would not let him go and cried out that he should be crucified. So Pilate gave him over to the Jews, and the soldiers put a crown of thorns on his sacred head and mocked him and spit upon him and smote him. Then they led him away to crucify him, and when they came to the place called Calvary, they nailed him to the cross, and he was crucified between two thieves. Oh, the suffering he endured! His disciples forsook him, and Peter denied him three times. On the cross, the Jews mocked him and gave him vinegar to drink. These were the sufferings of his body. But who can tell the sufferings of his holy soul? His own beloved father forsook him and hid his face from him because he bore the sins of his people. The sun was darkened and the earth quaked to see their maker thus delivered up to death. But he came forth as a mighty conqueror. When the great work was done, he cried with a loud voice, "It is finished," and gave up his life. No man could take it from him, but he lay it down of himself. When the soldiers came to break his legs, they found he was dead already, and one of them pierced his side with a spear, and there came out water and blood. Then they took him down from the cross, and he was buried in a new grave. But death could not hold him, and he came forth from the grave and was raised again. Then, after he had showed himself to his disciples and others, he ascended up to heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of God. Oh, what a great salvation God has provided in sending and delivering up his only begotten Son in this way. If we are to be saved, we shall be brought to know what sinners we are, and then to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive this great salvation. You will find the texts in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 26 and 27, the Gospel of Mark, chapters 14 and 15, the Gospel of Luke, chapters 22 and 23, and the Gospel of John, chapters 18 and 19.